96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
Paying sales tax on menstrual products could be a thing of the past if two Appleton lawmakers from opposite sides of the political aisle get their way. Lisa Hale has more.
Representative Lee Snodgrass, a Democrat, and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, a Republican, are introducing legislation to eliminate the 5% sales tax on menstrual products. There was a press conference Tuesday with the Women's Fund and the Monthlies Project, where Representative Snodgrass called the tax regressive and discriminatory.
The American Medical Association has deemed menstrual products essential for women's health and has called the tampon tax a regressive penalty that disproportionately burdens those who can least afford it. The sales tax on menstrual products treats individuals differently based solely on their sex.
Snodgrass said 32 other states in the country have already introduced and passed similar legislation.
After weeks of being offline due to funding issues, WisconsinEye officially started live streaming events at the state capitol again this week. WisconsinEye temporarily shut down in December after officials said they needed to raise $250,000 to resume operations for the first 3 months of 2026 and $1 million for the full year. State lawmakers have been working to address the funding issues at the nonprofit, with legislation pending that would provide WisconsinEye with some state funding in addition to its own fundraising efforts. The legislation would use $10 million from the state budget to establish a trust fund and build a permanent endowment for WisconsinEye. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says the bill does not have an exact matching contribution requirement for the nonprofit, but it would be responsible for raising a few hundred thousand dollars each year to support the streaming service. In addition to resuming live streams this week, WisconsinEye also brought its extensive video archive covering years of state politics back online. Wisconsin Democrats are taking another shot at legalizing marijuana, though the plan faces some tough odds. Lawmakers introduced a bill this week that would make recreational cannabis legal for adults 21 and older and would legalize medical marijuana for those 18 and older, as well as for minors with parental consent. One of the authors said in a press release that Wisconsin is losing revenue to other states that already allow it. Republicans, who control the legislature, have blocked similar efforts for years. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is urging drivers to give snowplows more space. According to a statement, there have been 13 incidents involving vehicles striking county snowplows. Serious incidents have occurred in Calumet, Marinette, Portage, Shawano, Waukesha, and Wood counties. In many cases, snowplows are struck from behind. The Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to watch the road ahead, avoid distractions, and leave room to brake. They also say to stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow, and if you must pass a snowplow, be careful. You can check road conditions by visiting 511wi.gov or call 511. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal court to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and if you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility. You need guys to kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Durang with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A brief break in the active weather pattern today before things get interesting again tonight. For today, partly sunny skies, a few showers possible late in the day, highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, a mix of rain, freezing rain, and sleet, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well, with lows near 30.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.